So if you noticed, my title today is There Are Four Jewish New Years and This Ain't One. Which, to be fair, it's not New Year's at all yet. We still have a couple more days. But let's start with a pop quiz. Who thinks they know one of the four Jewish New Years? The first one's got an easy task. Yes. Rosh Hashanah. There it is. Rosh Hashanah, Hayom Harat Olam. It's the birthday of the world. We think in the Jewish tradition that is the exact day by He or that God said, and let there be light, that the world began, is Rosh Hashanah. That's one, but I got three more. Pesach, sort of Pesach, the season of Pesach. It's actually the first of Nisan, and that was both an agricultural, because that was sort of when the season started, but really, the Bible tells us that's when we should start counting, so that the beginning of every year goes back to the Exodus. The Exodus is who we are. That leaving, well, I didn't get, well, 1 minute. And that is, should be a natural part. That, so one New Year celebrates the birth of the entire world, all of creation. Another New Year represents the birth of us as a people, as a nation, leaving Egypt. Okay, now let's get a third one. The trees, Tu B'Shvat. Excellent. People usually get there. It has become very popular since like eco stuff has become a big deal. But the 15th of Shvat, it's usually like the middle of January, is the birthday of the trees. Now this had actual very important religious significance, because when you had an orchard, you didn't actually keep track of which plant tree you planted exactly when. Tu B'Shvat became the marker for when a tree turned a year old, because at 3 years, that's when you got your first fruits, that's when you brought them to Jerusalem to eat in front of the temple. There were rules about that, and that was the marker to start counting every year for the trees. So the third New Year also has very important religious significance. It allows us to go grow our fruit in a holy way and connects us to the temple. Now here's the real bonus points. Does anyone know the fourth one? Tu B'Av and Shavuot are all wonderful holidays, but none of them are a fourth New Year. The first of Elul, the Talmud tells us, is a New Year for the cattle. It's actually basically the same thing as for the trees, but for cattle. There are also rules about how you counted the age of cattle and what you did with firstborn and newborn and all these kinds of things. Again, religious significance, how we raise cattle, is directly related to how we are able to pray. Remember, this was a sacrificial society. The Bible, the cattle is how you reach God through sacrifice. So those are the four New Years that the Talmud tells us about. So what is this one coming up this week? It is an excuse to buy a fun new calendar. Someone just gave me a Star Trek one I'm very excited about. It is the marking of it's sort of the marking of the solar cycle. I've never quite understood why the New Year's wasn't like a week ago on the 21st when the solstice was, but it's not. Also, you may have noticed that just a couple of days ago was a very famous Jewish carpenter's birthday. And if you start counting from the 25th, the 8th day, his bris would have been the 1st, January 1st. So that is a chance to start something new as well. But for most of us, New Year's is an entirely secular holiday, and it presents a good opportunity for us for a question that Joseph must have dealt with on a regular basis. Joseph was a Jew. He knew he was a Jew, but he lived in Egypt, not just lived in Egypt, but had to participate in Egyptian society. There must have been times, a grain holiday, a celebration for this, where there were Egyptian moments, Egyptian holidays, commemorations. How did he negotiate all of this? And so, I'm going to give you three short sermons. Everything right now didn't count yet. The first, I'm going to tell you why New Year's is a terrible holiday that we should never participate in. Everyone should go home, close their doors, and have no fun. And the second, I will tell you why it is a wonderful holiday that we should dive into wholeheartedly. And then third, I will try and tie them a little together. New Year's is nothing but an empty excuse to indulge in excess with no connection to depth or meaning. It is a holiday filled with forgetting, or at best, very short memories. In Judaism, all four of those New Years, we use time to create a sense of meaning and depth in our lives. Each one of them is an opportunity to build relationship with each other, with God, to see ourselves as one speck in a long history of an evolving creation in which we try and bring holiness to this world. New Year's Eve is a chance to watch a fancy ball drop. It is nothing. And what's more, the remembering that we do is for one year. Rosh Hashanah celebrates all of creation. We remember the last year. What's worse, the remembering we do is about what celebrity scandals happened in the last year. What was exciting about 2014? It is an exercise in frivolity. And what's more, if you look at the way we actually celebrate New Year's Eve itself, it's not even about remembering the one year we just had. It's really about forgetting as much as possible. We indulge in excess in every way to make it just about this one night. So we think about nothing else. We watch fancy dancers on TV. We go out to the same dinner we had the night before. We pay three times as much for it. And we don't get to choose what we eat. It is a holiday that puts up pressure on us to drink enough to forget. One night to forget all others. And at the end of it, for those of us not lucky enough to have found our partner yet in life, there is pressure even to find someone to kiss. That somehow in that one moment, if you have someone to kiss, that will solve your year's problems. Now that I've told you why it's awful, I'll take a minute and tell you why I love New Year's. There is something very special about living in the moment. We as Jews don't know how to live in the moment. Everything is about all of creation. Everything we do goes back all the way to the beginning. We start counting 5,775 years ago. You know what? Some interesting stuff happened in the last year. Some important things happened in just one year, and we can learn a lot from the effort at trying to check in from a short period of time, not just a long one. People really allow themselves to celebrate. People who do New Year's well gather their loved ones around them and celebrate in a way that is hopefully fun. We sometimes forget to have fun in our religion. We make sure that we've said every word of the Kiddush. We make sure that our prayers are organized properly and we followed, checked off all of our laws, boxes. But sometimes we forget that oftentimes those rules and rituals are there to help us celebrate, to have fun. And that is something we can learn from. Second, I'm on the fence about this one. I could go either way. New Year's resolutions are either a wonderful thing or a terrible thing. They're a terrible thing because we often throw them out the minute we've thought of them. Or we think of 100 of them knowing that we'll do none of them. But as a Jew, New Year's resolutions are actually perfect. Because we're about half a year from Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we did tshuva. We spent 10 days thinking about the things we want to do better. And now is almost perfect timing for a check-in. If we can learn from New Year's resolutions, use them as an opportunity to see ourselves, to look in the mirror. This past September, I said, you know, I'm really going to try and do X. Have I been doing it? Oh. I got one very honest no. So it is a chance to reinvigorate ourselves. What in this coming year before Rosh Hashanah? Way before the summer before Elul, we have to start again with our Alchets and our Amsaris. What can we do this year to be better? So where are we? I think about Joseph again. The commentators are really divided on him. On the one hand, He moved to Egypt and became so Egyptian his brothers literally did not recognize him. Didn't know who he was. On the other hand, the second he has the opportunity, he saves literally the entire Jewish people. There are 70 people he brings down, but he doesn't even just bring them down. Joseph, the man who has so acculturated to Egyptian culture that he is unidentifiable as separate, organizes everything in such a way so that all of the Jews live together in Goshen to maintain their Jewish character. And it's that last idea that helps me see how I want to look at New Year's, which is to say we can learn so much, but we have to be careful. I think Joseph regretted just how Egyptian he'd become. He saw in his brothers what he'd given up, his Jewish life. You're all here, in the sense I'm preaching to the choir. Jewish identity is a part of who you are. It matters enough that in the middle of winter break, when it's LA cold out, I'm not willing to call it real cold, but it's LA cold out, you've trudged to shul. Your Jewish identity matters to you. So what are we going to learn from the culture around us? What are we going to learn from America? And I want to give you a couple of things that I'm going to learn. I'm going to remember to enjoy the moment for just one instance, just like when we heard this beautiful rendition of Oseh Shalom. For one moment, I put away my notes and I just listened. That's a great gift New Year's can give us. Short memories. We don't always have to start at the beginning of creation. There is a lot to learn about focusing in short intervals. Between this year and the next, what has happened this year? Not in celebrity scandals. What has happened to you? How have you grown, changed? How have you fallen down on being the person you want to be? As a moment of reflection, it's an enormous opportunity. And it continues with these New Year's resolutions, a chance to look at our Rosh Hashanah challenges to ourselves. What can we do to keep being the person we want to be? So this New Year's Eve, I hope you will raise your glass, let the fancy ball drop, even give a peck to a loved one. But let the Jewish in you make it a day that elevates you and not brings you down. Make it a day that challenges us to be the people we want to be. Let us learn from New Year's to be even better Jews than we were before. Shabbat Shalom and happy 2015.